When the world is in turmoil, where do you turn? When things seem like they're spinning out of control, who will you listen to?
Hopefully you didn't think I forgot about you. Welcome to the World News with Israel. A change of name. I think it's going to be better with the World News with Israel instead of the Kingdom of Judah World News. Just because it's just my take on world events and things going on throughout the world. So in the past week, we've had a bridge go down in Baltimore. That was cool. Not that it was cool. Like, never is destruction cool, but it was something out of the ordinary that shows something's going on. Obviously, we're being attacked, and we just don't know it yet. So that's my assumption, especially when you see other bridges going down, like in Ohio and in Rome. And it's like, for some reason, all these bridges are going to go down, I think, so they can get some big old chips in there. Baltimore is a big harbor that does provide a lot of transit and is, I guess, the biggest car importing harbor on the East Coast, I believe. What else went on? We just bombed Syria. This show's coming out on April 1st. Today's April Fool's. Speaking of, seen a cool little thing on X, not a cool thing, but a funny April Fool's thing where it was like, oh, she pranked her mom. She put it on the back of her mom's car and said to flip her mom off and honk on the way by. And her mom could not figure out what was going on. It just kind of shows the power of having a controlled experiment where the subject doesn't know what's going on and all the observers get to sit around and watch. Probably what goes on a lot in throughout the world right now, especially with the media and stuff playing a part. All right, let's hit up Google. Let's see what's going on around the world today in Google. Google/news. So, Trump, that's the other thing. DJT got announced on the stock market, went up 20%, just crashed down 15%. I'm deep into AMC right now. Come on, Adam Aaron, pull us out, buddy. I know everyone on the whole GameStop, AMC, Robinhood play is like, come on, sometime, some way, because everything's been getting hit 15%. GameStop was down 15% like 2 days ago. AMC went 15% down today after doing a dilution, because basically they're trying to control the options contracts, because it's like a, not a buyout, not a hostage situation. You know what I'm saying if you're in the stock market. It is a hostile takeover. Thank you. All right. So Trump posts a $175 million bond in New York civil fraud case as he appeals. Yeah, because he's shoot that stock up, drop the bag on him, and take the money. Just how it goes, but not saying that's bad. That's how the stock market's played. Trump's one of the best at playing the game. That's why he said he knows the system's rigged, and then I think it was Hillary Clinton. How do you know that? And he said, because I use it. You know, it's like not his fault the system's rigged, but it is. Because it's man-made, and it's just slanted to basically throw money in the king's coffer at the end of the day, which is not the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is built off of structure laid out in the Torah by the God of Israel, can never be changed, can never be manipulated, can never have a law removed or added. It is the law of the land. That's what we have to go forth in. All right, so let's see what else. Devastation in Gaza as Israel wages war on Hamas. Shifa Hospital was besieged, and supposedly there was lots of destruction in there. Supposedly some Arab countries are going to come and settle the land, which is good as long as they, you know, they follow the law of the God of Israel. That's all you got to ask of everybody. And there's going to be some people that don't want to follow it and some people that are thankful to follow it because they know that it's freeing them from the oppression they felt for the last at least 2,000 years, longer than that, under man-made laws. because man-made laws are just made up, and you're like a robot enslaved to man-made laws, and you don't know it. You're like a bird in a cage. You just don't know it. All right. So, Florida's six-week abortion ban. So they're coming up with a six-week abortion ban. This abortion thing. Anyone that aborts living, anybody that kills a bug is a killer. You know, it's like, okay, so let's promote killing. This is like saying, hey, let's go kill all the ants. You know, let's go kill all the babies that aren't even old enough to look like a baby yet. You know, so if you're a pro-abortionist, then you're basically for killing. If you've had an abortion and you repent, then more power to you. At least now you can have a good testimony of how you're now going towards unity instead of away from it. All right. Simple and plain, Jane. All right. RFK Juden. I'm not sure why I said that. RFK Jr. calls Biden a greater threat to democracy than Trump. Yeah, because I think I figured out the whole game plan here. Sorry if I blow it on you, but I think they're just going to let all the migrants up through America because their game plan was to let all the migrants up and then flip the switch, make them all nationalists and say, oh, they're part of this country now, and then they can vote, and they'd all be voting Biden. Yeah, simple, but like that's what Trump was saying. The system's rigged. Like, there's always a way to manipulate it to your favor if you want to pay enough people, take enough bribes, do whatever you want. The system is just a big manipulated gobbledygook they're in now. Fact check. King Charles III was allegedly diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Ooh, that's a little bit worse, but we all hope that King Charles is in great health and great spirits. He's a great man and comes from a great family. Florida, we read that. No short squeeze. 3 meme stocks to sell before they break your heart. I tell you what, I was in 3 and something told me to pull out today, and that was a 15% drop, and good thing I pulled out today because it dropped. I'm in AMC. I was in GameStop. I sold all that today, and then I'm in Robinhood, if you want to know my top 3. Americans can claim $5,000 one time from $2.9 million data breach settlement. You must follow 2 rules. Wow. One-time payment? Nah. I'll read about that a little bit later. Anything that has to do with money, you always click on. You're like, damn, I can get a free dollar, even though that I probably clicked on thousands and thousands of these, and I don't think one of them ever gave me a free dollar. Yeah. Outside Israel's parliament, protesters explain why they think Netanyahu must go. I heard that the rabbis over there say that the Messiah will show up during elections, so I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, hey, elections might be just around the corner, might not. We'll have to find out. Stay tuned. All right. National debt report finds U.S. debt higher than thought after warnings. Oh, great. So great. Not only is the U.S. in buku dollar debt, now it's higher than we thought. So even the debt clock wasn't right. Oh, what do we even have the debt clock for? Actually, the debt clock, speaking of, wow, that's kind of silly I mentioned that, but I was watching today that they put on their something that had to do with, like, repentance on the debt clock, which is funny. America, the leaders are funny in America. All right. U.S. doubles down on its defense of arming Israel despite Gaza. Good. Not that any weapons are good, but whatever weapons we need to stop this aggression against Israel needs to happen right now. China's advancing efforts to influence the U.S. elections raises alarms. So, yeah, China's still up in U.S. biz. It's all good. China is a powerful country. Sound leadership has been a great rock for the rest of the world to look to during uncertain times. Yes. Disney winning proxy fight against train with more than half. I wonder what really goes on at Disney. I started to wonder that just yesterday. I was like, man, I bet There's a lot of probably weird stuff that goes on in Disney. Google to destroy billions of browsing records to settle incognito lawsuit. Yeah, I heard that A&T just dumped a bunch of information on the dark web. So now everyone has... Oh, that's probably why. Everyone has the phone records now. Great. Yeah, they'll be able to track all your movements through the phone records. Yeah. Basically, everybody's just sitting ducks here for the smart people. So I would repent, turn back to the God of Israel before it's too late. OpenAI drops login requirements for ChatGPT's free version. Oh, wow. So now if you're going to use the ChatGPT free version, that doesn't have image or anything cool. It just has a text-based one. You no longer have to log in, which is kind of cool. At least they won't track you, but... It doesn't matter. The whole infrastructure of everything throughout the world has to be redone. Like, just from what we know now, there's just a way smoother, simpler way we're going to do this next time. All right. Gmail revolutionized email 20 years ago. People thought it was Google's something. Gmail. Yeah, I have like 10 Gmail accounts. Seems like everything's tied to a Gmail account in one way or another throughout the world. I wonder how many actual passwords they have. Samsung says Bixby's still not dead. I'm not even sure what Bixby is. Don't really care. Bitcoin ETF start with April with a sharp drop. People still betting on Bitcoin, man. I'm like, somebody was pointing out today, Bitcoin takes zero amount of work. Well, not really. I guess it does take a lot of computing work, which heats up the atmosphere, which causes environmental problems. Actually, someone was speaking about that, how you always look up at the sky and wonder about the environment, thinking that everything's getting hot because of that, but you never really look at the soil. Just like someone was explaining that trees grow down and up at the same time, which is a silly thought if you think about it. One grows down in the dark and the other one grows up in the light, which almost makes you think like it's the good and the bad. And then people, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to grow down or do you want to grow up? You know, because there's places for both of you. All right. So, BlackRock's Larry Fink sees Social Security crisis. Who hasn't seen the Social Security crisis coming? Basically, what the Generation X, but actually the baby boomer generation did in America was basically sell out everybody and say, hey, we're only going to work 10 more years, and then everybody's going to pay for us for 40 years. Yeah, that's basically what they did. I'm not sure how they worked that out, and I'm not sure who bought into that, but it's like, hey, we're going to send the kids to school for 16 years, then they're going to work for 20 years and pay for us for 40 years. Seemed like a smart thing, but mathematically, whoever even did the math on it is like, how can a whole country be so mathematically inept to believe that that was going to work? And then be teaching children still to this day. People hate budgeting. Here's why and how to reframe it. I actually learned to like to invest. I'm addicted to investing, which isn't a good thing. It's like playing the lottery or the gambling. When you're playing the stock market, because right, I've watched my money shrink, but it's not like I'm not in it to win it, because I am. But I could see how they could straight take your money real fast if you move in and out of positions. Because basically they see everything. They see all the fidelity, stop loss orders. They see everything. They have everybody's account just pulled up on the screen looking at where you're placing your orders, how you trade, what you're going to do. Because they have a history of what you've already done. It's just like... I want to say Doug Sifu, but it's just like Ken Griffin saying, dude, like these computers already know what these people are going to do. It's not that tough. It's like, oh, is it going to do the same thing it did last time? Yeah, it is, because it's a human. It's not able to think conceptually different in real time. That's what I could say. For whatever reason, like I'm think that I'm outside of that little thing that I just labeled everybody, but maybe not. All right, so we're wrapping up. That's something else that did happen is like last week is they shoved some $1 trillion thing through legislation, and no one really knows what that was about. I think that was last week. All right, so we're wrapping up on this. We're coming up on 15 minutes. You guys take care. Thanks for watching World News with Israel. You have a great night. Shalom. יקום דור קדוש להביא עוד לבבות אלוהים מתמסר לעבודה עד ש...